back inside, never rubbed it out right. Woody, I guess, has been a lifelong resident of this county right here, Randolph County. And he's played music just about all his life. He's helped out a lot of younger musicians around this part of the country. He lives about 15, 17 miles south, up the valley in Mill Creek. And he's known far and wide as a champion fiddle player. He's won a lot of contests in this part of the country. And he's getting up in years, but he still cleans a lot of plows at those contests. Yeah. Would you make Woody Simmons welcome?
Start off with an old tune of Arthur Smith, Sugar Tree Stump.
Sugar Tree Stump.
Yeah. You think of one you want to play? I'll do a tune of Walking in My Sleep.
Thank you.
one old Arthur Smith tune. Yeah. Old Arthur done that way back in 1930. Him and the McGee brothers, Sam and Kurt McGee. Well, a violin you carry it in a place lined case, and fiddle you carry it in a flour sack. That's what Edmund Hammonds carried his fiddle in, was a Sunnyfield flour sack. Back at that time, a sack of flour cost 39 cents. And Edmund, that's what he used to carry his fiddle in, was a Sunnyfield flour bag. Oh, I usually just pick up and go wherever I'm going and pick up somebody to get there and play. Yeah. Laverna say to me, who's going to play when you get there? I said, oh, I don't know. If I don't run on to somebody, I'll just play by myself. I just take my banjo up on the stage and my fiddle, and I play the whole concert by myself. I went over to Harmer to play for the flood victims. Michael Klein was supposed to be there to play with me, but he wasn't there, and people drove from hundreds of miles. They had seen in the paper where to go be there, and they hadn't seen me for years, and they was all there to hear me. And I just went on the stage with my banjo and fiddle and played the whole thing by myself. Yeah.
Last one's Walking in My Sleep.
Yeah. Do you want to play a waltz?
Sure.
All right. I'll do the Kiss Me Waltz. Fiddling at the age of 13. Been a playing fiddle 65 years. Started on the banjo when I was 8 years old. Well, I taught myself. I just just first banjo I had, my dad made it, and listened to phonograph records, and then on the fiddle I learned mostly from Arthur Smith, the old fiddling Arthur from Nashville, Tennessee. And fiddling John Carson, I learned a lot of old tunes from him. Yeah.
There's a lot of banjo players here. Woody, why don't you tell them about what that first banjo was like?
Yeah, the first banjo I ever had, my dad was a blacksmith, and he made the rim out of white oak. He put it in a big kettle and boiled it, and then bent it, and he made the metal parts in the blacksmith shop. Of course, there wasn't many brackets on. He made a few brackets to put on it, and the neck was made out of locust, and the frets he used in it was fencing wire. And it only had 5 frets in it, and first strings I had on it, I raveled out of a screen door and put on it. You couldn't tune it very high, but that's the kind of strings he used. And they killed a groundhog and tanned the hide and used that for the head. It makes one of the best banjo heads are for clawhammer work, and you can't wear one of them out. Those are they're tough. They make a fine banjo head. And the first strings I bought for it was the name of them was Sunrise. I went down to Ott Russell's store in Mill Creek, and it's 20 cents a set. And that was wrote up in the golden seal, and Ott was mighty proud of it that I mentioned his name in there. Yes, sir. No, I don't still have it. I left it in the attic, the old farmhouse where I was born and raised, and somebody got it out of it. I never got to keep it. I'd like to have it back. Yes, sir.
When did you start hearing the radio fiddlers playing? Mm-hmm. When could you start getting Nashville on the radio?
About 19 and 20.
20, that early?
Yeah. Maybe 25. And only one at a time could listen. You had to listen through earphones. And only one person at a time could listen to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, it was another station in Kentucky. It was the first music they had on. Hopkinsville, I believe, was the name of the town. And then eventually they got it so you could hear it, but the battery radios back at that time, you know, all the battery. Pardon?
Did you earn your living playing the violin?
No. No, I worked through the day and played of a night. I played 7 nights a week a lot of times, though, and sometimes 8 shifts. I worked at all kinds of work. You see my fingers are all cut up with axes and through here with a cross-cut saw. I done all kinds of work. Worked in the woods, drove teams, run bulldozers, run construction work and shovels, trucks, and I own trucks of my own. I hauled coal for the Carnation Milk Company 15 years. And done all kinds of work. Even made this fiddle. I made this fiddle. I got my spine broken and I was paralyzed for a while and had to learn all over again. And I decided to try to make a fiddle and I made this fiddle. Made several banjos. Made some nice banjos, some good ones. I used Gibson parts, of course, and built the resonator in the necks.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old when I started on the banjo, and I was 13 when I started on the fiddle. And the first fiddle I ever owned, I've got here in the case, I built parts at the schoolhouse and give the old man Smith Shreezy, the bachelor, give him $5, a bushel of potatoes, and then paid him the rest of it when I got my check from my fire building. Yeah. Well, sir, I heard Charlie Bell tune a fiddle, and I knew if I had one, I could tune it up, and did. I heard the sound of it when he tuned his fiddle, and I said if I had a fiddle, I could tune it. And when I got the fiddle, I could tune it up. Yeah, I remembered that sound. and I can still get the sound. I can let the strings down on the fiddle and tune it up at one concert pitch, and I can almost have it on the mark most of the time. These tuning meters, they're no account. If you can't tune with your ear, it's no use fooling them things because it won't work. If you pay $1,000 for one, it'll work. But if you get a $50 or $60 one, they won't work. They don't suit me anyhow. Might one string be in tune, but if you tune all the rest of them with it, I'll guarantee you they're not in tune. Those are. Did I hear what?
What suggestions do you have to help, like me, to train my ear to really pick up the technology of the
brain? Well, it's just to listen closely at the sound of your instrument, how the strings sound, you know. Mine's not quite in tune. Age makes a difference, don't it? Well, I'll get the other old fiddle out and play one of Ed and Hammond's old tunes.
Need some help there? I can lay the fiddle back here.
You all heard of Ed and Hammond's, haven't you?
How many people know who Ed and Hammond's was? Anybody? Very many? He was a fiddle player in central West Virginia. He traveled around pretty much. As Woody said, he never would work at anything but play the fiddle. And he came up into Woody's part of the country a lot, I guess, when Woody was younger. And Woody had picked up some old tunes off him.
This is an old tune Edmund played in the contest a lot. I played against him many times in contests. And he's beat me in the fiddling contest, and I beat him. Yep. Molly, put the kiddo on.
Detuning.
Uh-huh. But when I learned that old tune off Edmund, he played an old tune called the George Washington March. And I met him over at the fair in about 1932 over in Pocahontas County. And I said, there was a drizzle and a little bit of rain. I said, Edmund, had his old fiddle in the fire sack, and Bo was sticking up that oak and holding it like that. I said, play me the George Washington March. He said, I'll play her for you, but I won't play her for Dewey Hammer. He called him Dewey. His name was Dewey. So he went up there in our pavilion, and he got out his old fiddle, and he played that for me. And I thought it was a George Washington March, but it was Molly put the kiddo on. He didn't want me to learn it either. Yep.
Is that G, D, A, D?
D, A, D, D.
D, A, D, D.
Yeah. Then I play the Bonaparte Retreat there, because I play it in several different keys. But I play it there, and Lee Hammond's always wanted me to play it for him. And I always play it in this key for him, and I tune his fiddle that way so he could play it. One place 30 years, the log cabin. The lady come in here from Pennsylvania, and we played together 30 years till she had a stroke, couldn't play along. We played round and square dances both. No big orchestra never whipped it out. We played the log cabin 30 years. We was out on Route 33, about 5 miles out of Elkin.
Out of Cheat River?
Out of Cheat River, yeah. Over Cheat River. Out of Cheat River. No, no, it's not there anymore. Yeah. Yeah, they danced all kinds of dances, yeah. I could have went out and played music for a living. I fiddled for Joe Phillips and Dixie Powell over Fairmont. It was on from 5:30 to 6, and fiddled for Slim Whitman. And then on again at 9 to 9:15, and then on again at 4 to 4:30. But it didn't suit me. I'd rather work at something else. Then I fiddled for Wilma Lee Leary before she married Stoney Cooper over Harrisonburg, Virginia in 1935 for the Leary family.
Yeah. Wilma Lee lived not far from where you grew up, right?
She was born and raised on Logan Run above Valley Head. On top of a mountain, then she lived out here at Mont Road and went to high school here in Elkins. Up in A tuning. Go do Turkey and Straw. I learned this off of old fiddle John Carson. That's where he played it. I play it in B flat or I play it in G or C in most any place, but this is the way the old timers played it. Hornpipe. Thank you. Place sugar in the gourd. One of Tommy Magnus' old tunes. Old Tommy was a mighty fine fiddler. Dance Around Molly. He wrote this tune. He's coming up through Tennessee, and him and Don Reno and Red Smiley and Vern Reno went to the restaurant to eat their dinner, and they got their music out. He played Dance Around Molly, and the lady in the kitchen, she went to dancing, and her name was Molly. And he said, I'll just call this Dance Around Molly.
Thank you.
Another one he wrote was Natural Bridge Blues. A chord. Over there, this side of Roanoke, Virginia, Natural Bridge, and that's why he named it Natural Bridge Blues.
How about sliding the jugs down the mountain?
Yes, sir. Slide the jugs down the mountain. The revenue men's coming up the other side. I never knew these words until I played on that station over at Frost, and they had an old record of it and had words to it. I played it over there, and they said they had a record of it. Slide the jugs down the mountain.
What key is it?
A chord. They sound about the same. Everybody gets learned and may change them some, you know. Now, I never copy off of nobody. I change them around the way I want to. I play Kenny Beggar's tunes, but I don't play them like he does. Now, I play one of his tunes, Dusty Hornpipe. I have my version of it. I heard him play it, and then I play it the way I want to play it. Let's play Dusty Hornpipe. Last part's got a B chord, which would be A7. No, B. Yeah, A position. It's a Dusty Hornpipe.
Dusty Hornpipe.
Yeah, very bigger place, long notes in it, like this. Let's do that idea. Do that part. Yeah, let's play the intro main part.
Yeah.
Let's see, that's the wrong key, though. Thank you. learned that off of Clay McMitchin. I played with him back in 1935 over Ed's Park in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He's there all the time I was there. Yeah.
Woody, I don't know if you can play this back to back, but what about that cotton bagging?
All right, yeah.
Is that a McMitchin tune, too?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah, old Clayton tune. Yeah.
Last one was Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand, and this is Cotton Bagging.
Yes, sir. Changed a little bit, of course. You've probably heard it on record, haven't you?
Yeah.
Play another one of Arthur's tunes. I forgot what he called it this year, but Ralph Stanley came out with it, and he called it Buckwheat, but that's not what Arthur Smith called it. Chinese breakdown. This is a Chinese breakdown now. This is my version of it. I play it the other way in D, but I chose this way to play it. That version of it? You like that all right? All right. All right.
We'll ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Tobin, Walton, Jose again. Huh? An old beggar. Yeah. Yeah, got all kinds of banjos. Thank you. James would pick the banjo around Jerry here. He's a champion banjo picker. I did wobble on to first place down there in Charleston in the senior class. I'm just lucky the judges didn't know what he was doing. Now let's see, you all play Sally Ann. I'll play you my version of old Sally Ann back many years ago. Mm-hmm. They changed it a lot since then. Now, this is the way I heard it back 60 years, 70 years ago. Can't think of me more. See, I quit playing the banjo for years and years. Yeah, that's an old tune I learned off of Arthur Smith. Arthur wrote that tune. I never picked the banjo for years and years, 40 years, I reckon. And I come down here to Elvin's one night, and an old critic or somebody picked Barry Blossom. And I picked it. And Al said, "Where'd you learn that?" I said, "Oh, I learned that way back in 1930. Yeah.
We got time for one or two more.
Finish up with that walking in the parlor.